Welcome to the Proctor Podcast Series, presented by the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida. Founded in 1967, SPOP is one of the largest oral history programs in the country, with nearly 5,000 interviews. SPOP, one community, many voices.
Hello, my name is Jordan Val.
And my name is Ilya Stravkovic. The podcast you'll be hearing focuses on the often overlooked atrocities that the Pacific Theater experienced during World War II.
The United States entered into the Pacific Theater during World War II in 1941. Upon entering, soldiers were exposed to some of the harshest conditions throughout the war.
Today, we will be hearing from U.S. Medical Corps Major John R. Bumgardner, a POW for over 3 years in the Pacific. We will also be hearing from Damon Conrad Alberti, a survivor of the Bataan Death March and a POW as well.
In this first clip, Bumgardner explains how sanitation and food deprivation issues in the Pacific were so bad that they often crippled the soldiers from fighting further.
The day we arrived and went to the dinner at General Hospital Number 2, Colonel Duckworth stood up and greeted us, and he said, from this day forward, you'll be on half rations. Well, that was nice. Just about everybody from time to time had dysentery. Some had chronic dysentery with amoebic dysentery. And most of us had malaria. I had two types of malaria myself. The people up on the front were actually worse off than we are because there was difficulty in getting food up to them, and they had the sanitation was terrible. And when they arrived back at General Hospital Number 2, there wasn't much prospect of sending them back to duty. Mm-hmm.
Alberti relates to this experience in a similar way, explaining that men at the front lines were so low on food supplies that they would eat just about anything. He then goes on to describe the loss of life that resulted from disease and poor sanitation.
Now, we helped out on that peninsula for 4 months. Now, I'll tell you something. People can read about it. They can talk about it. We had no newspaper reporters. We had no photographers to take pictures. There, we was eating monkey meat, we ate dog meat, we ate cat meat, we ate iguana lizards, we ate anything that we get our hands on. We had no grave registration. When a man got killed, we carried him back as far as we could and buried him. We didn't have a grave registration like they have nowadays, where they carry him back to the morgue or something like that and box him up and embalm and ship him back. We buried him just right where they died at because we had no facilities. We stayed there for 4 months. Men was dying from malnutrition, beriberi, dengue fever, yellow jaundice, elephantitis, everything under the sun. We was losing almost as many from malaria and dysentery and starvation was losing in combat.
We are now going to transition into the more physically brutal side of the Pacific Theater. In this clip, Alberti recalls his experience in the Bataan Death March, a forced transfer by the Imperial Japanese Army of Filipino and American POWs to Camp O'Donnell, in which thousands were brutally murdered by the Japanese soldiers.
After the surrender, though, it was unbelievable the way men was treated. I mean, you couldn't understand that men, some of them on crutches, some of them barefooted, some of them had dysentery, walking along the road, blood running down their legs. And they'd stop us every few minutes, they'd congregate, put us in columns of groups of 100 with guards on each side. A lot of men that fell out, they shot them beside the road, or ran a bayonet through them right there. Some of them take off out across the field, the guards would shoot them. They even buried some of the Filipinos about half dead to make somebody else dig a hole, beat them in the head with a shovel and bury them alive and pack of dirt on them. We stayed on that march about 10 days. And all the men that we lost, the roads on both sides were covered with bodies. Now this, hey, You're talking about a nightmare. It was a nightmare. But you built a shell around you, and you lost your emotions, and you was more like a robot, that somebody was commanding you to do things, that you didn't know which way to move. A boy lives down Morehead City. His parents had wrote in this book, they're looking for him. Well, he was right next to me, and he pushed a guard. His name was Sidney Gorham. He's a staff sergeant. They took him out right beside the road and beheaded him right there.
Now, Bumgardner briefly gives a gruesome example of the type of torture and brutality that many POWs experience in the Pacific.
I went to visit somebody on my ward that wasn't, you know, a little sicker than usual, and I went to see how they were doing. And I passed by these four lieutenant colonels that were tied to stakes and had been beaten so horribly. Beaten so horribly. And one of them with his eye hanging out. And as I went by these men and saw their horrible condition, how they'd been beaten and no food, no water. That was a very bad experience. And then watching the red-headed sergeant, his book, his name is in there, but I forgot. Watching him get shot without blinking an eye.
Right.
The horrific violence and atrocities in the Pacific Theater were not realized at the time and are still not well known today.
In the following clips, Alberti compares his experiences as a POW to the Holocaust, and Bumgardner reflects on his decision to go to the Philippines.
Now, people have read about the Holocaust. They've seen films about the Holocaust. But they've never seen films of the atrocities in the Southwest Pacific. It's never been published. Even the pictures of it, there's none there. And for people that can relate back to it and try to study it, because there were no communications whatsoever.
But one morning, we were called into the headquarters, and the old colonel was asking for volunteers to go to the Philippines. And I said, well, what's the use? And I held up my hand. And over nearly 60 years, that's the last time I ever volunteered for anything.
For Conrad Alberti and John Bumgardner, the desire to serve their country came at a cost, one which has left them troubled.
Despite their sacrifices and those of their fellow soldiers, history often ignores their heroic contributions.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Proctor Podcast Series. For more information about our program or interviews, please visit our website at www.history.ufl.edu/ORAL or call us at area code 352-392-7168. That's 352-392-7168. SPOP, one community, many voices.